Okay, I let you get by yesterday without a song. Because we had a squeezed in day anyway. And this particular song, since we're talking about words. Yes. If you've been around NLP in this area, you've heard it. Because part of my mission, in addition to sharing the fish story and the whole idea of encouragement constantly for people, is to spread this song around the world. And it's gone in a lot of places, I have to tell you. Tim and Robert Diltz and I do a program called the Health Certification Training, which is for people beyond Master Practitioner. And one of the students in I think it was 1991 or 92, brought this song into our training. And she said, you know, based on the fact that we're here learning how to apply NLP to health and well-being and really listening to our own internal language, everybody needs to learn this song. And it's not an original. I do make up a lot of original songs. This one isn't mine, but it's what I'm known for because I teach it everywhere I go to people. Because look at the words. We're going to talk a little bit later about the Milton model, the opposite of the meta model that came from Milton Erickson's, and how what we presuppose or assume makes a huge difference in what we get back in the world. We'll look at the assumptions in this. Every little cell in my body is happy. Every little cell in my body is well. Now, those are nice messages to be giving to your mind, body, spirit, and to have inside. Even if you don't feel well, I've had people tell me, if they sing this song, they start feeling better. Yeah. I can tell. So we changed this a little. The way she originally taught it to us was, it is swell. It's so swell. And we had a number of people that say, I don't like that swell. It makes me... So we changed it to, I can tell every little cell in my body is happy and well. It goes to the tune of Mammy's Little Baby Loves Shortening Bread. And so it's got a cute tune to it. So I'll sing it through once, and then I like to always say to the group, because I know there are people that have had an experience somewhere in their life where they were told not to sing, they couldn't sing, or they felt embarrassed about singing, you have full permission not to sing out loud. I mean, we don't make anybody sing. At least put the words in your heart as you're hearing other people singing it. And notice that you can still put the words inside you, because it's a wonderful message for you to be giving your unconscious mind. So. Every little cell in my body is happy. Every little cell in my body is well. Every little cell in my body is happy. Every little cell in my body is well. I can tell every little cell in my body is happy and well. I can tell every little cell in my body is happy and well. So I dare you to be in a bad mood. So let's stand up and put all our cells. What, Peter? Okay.
Now, I didn't know much about this until you did the health certification program. Right. And I started getting sick, and I was getting into a blue state. And my mind went to that song.
Yeah.
And I automatically, it just kept going, repeating over and over. And when I went to sleep, it went over and over. And the next day, I was fine. So now I live by that little song.
Okay. Confirmation right there in the back row. Yeah. Okay, so since we're telling ourselves they're happy and well, act like your cells are happy and well while you're singing it, okay? It doesn't matter who hears you.
Every little cell in my body is happy. Every little cell in my body is well. Every little cell in my body is happy. Every little cell in my my body is well. I can tell every little cell in my body is happy and well. I can tell every little cell in my body is happy and well.
With the low ceilings in here, we sound like we're singing in a bathroom, don't we? Yeah, it resonates really well. And if you forget the tune, you can always go to my website, which is, this has been recorded a lot, susiesmith.net. And also, I just might say to you, in terms of a resource, many of the poems, stories, anecdotes that I tell are up there that you can download if you want to use them with other people. And I love to have people send me stories and poems and things like that too.